Nash FM 94.7 presents Miracle Mondays.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, it's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. Are you good?
Hi, yes, I'm good. How are you?
We're all right. We're familiar with your story. Children's Miracle Hospitals play a big role in what happened after Donnie, when he was 13 years old, was struck by a car and suffered a ton of injuries. Like, what were his injuries initially?
He had a left humerus fracture. When I got there, they were really concerned with his internal bleeding. They thought that it was his major organs, and they told us that there was no chance because there was so much bleeding, and they thought his major organs were all damaged. So we just started praying and everything, and then like 5 minutes, they came back and said that all the bleeding was actually from his spleen. His spleen had shattered. So he had a splenectomy. They transferred him to Cohen Children's Center in New Hyde Park, and that's when we found out about the traumatic brain injury. So that was the worst of it. Like, all the other injuries were like nothing compared to that.
Well, and Cohen, those guys did something I'd never heard done before, because they had to relieve the pressure on his brain, right?
Yes. The swelling in the brain, in order for it to go down, they had to remove part of the skull, opened up his belly, and put the skull under a couple of layers in his belly to keep it from dying.
Stop
and then
it.
And they left him like that. Yeah. So
that is
the skull is left
so
out,
cool.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's brilliant too. Like, I thought you could just set it like in the fridge. I honestly thought that. I thought, okay, it's just bone. Like, you just set it in a fridge, in a freezer or something.
Yeah, no, I've become very educated on these things after this. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That is fascinating.
It is. It's incredible. It's incredible what they do.
Well, and Cohen is like, they're the leading pediatric trauma center in New York. They handle so many cases every single year. So those are the people that you want to know are in charge of your kid.
Yes. Once he was there, and I'm like, oh my goodness, thank God that he's in this place, that I know he's getting the best care possible.
Do you tell your friends now about the hospital and just say, hey, when you see a fundraiser or an opportunity to support Children's Miracle Networks, here's why it's so important that you do step up?
Absolutely. And I have a Facebook page for Donnie. And every time there's anything going on with Cohen, I'm on top of it, just posting and sharing and spreading the word, because it is so important that we have this type of hospital for these kids, because look what happened. And they literally saved my child's life.
So that was 2 years ago. Where are we at this point, Laura, with Donnie's recovery?
So right now, he just started 11th grade. He's in regular school. He still receives services. So he gets occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, and counseling. But he's doing great, you know, and thank God for the therapists as well, because they have been wonderful with him, with making sure that he keeps progressing. You know, he has his days, which is understandable. We all have our days. And he's just a miracle. He's doing great. And he might even graduate on time.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you taking the time to do this, because the greatest part about what we get to do every year with the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals is we meet the people that it helps. We understand the personal stories, which end up taking care of a grander scale of stories. Like, the 250,000 people go into Cohen every year. 250,000 kids are treated. But your one story, Donnie's story, personalizes why this hospital is so important. So thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, I wish everyone could support them, because they really are miracle workers.
Put your money where the miracles are. It's all to benefit Children's Miracle Network Hospitals in the tri-state area. No matter how big or how small, your generosity goes a long way. Click to donate now at NashFM947.com.